This week's changing track is for Shane. My dad came to Australia as a prisoner of war. He was captured by the Australian Army in Greece during the early stages of World War II. On his 21st birthday, he was marched into a prison camp at Murchison in Victoria, a place he was destined to stay in for the next 7 years. He made good friends there with some of the guards, and a couple of them helped him to plot his escape. He drove out the gate in a taxi, wearing a borrowed uniform, and made his way to a remote farm at Lake Conda in Victoria's Western District. He had 6 glorious weeks there before the troopers recaptured him and sent him back to camp. Those that helped him were charged with helping an enemy soldier escape, and they faced the prospect of prison, but were eventually given fines. After the war ended, he was sent back to Austria. Later, he was sponsored by the sergeant of the camp and returned to Australia to live. He remained lifelong friends with the men that helped him get out, and even met my mum through their group of friends. They married and had my younger brother and sister and me. My happiest childhood memories are the school holidays we all spent at Conda with family of the men from the prison camp. We'd often trek down to the lake and the old house where he had hidden. Dad died in 1975 when I was 16, and after I left home, I always had this little sepia photo of him somewhere in whichever house I was living in. The picture was taken on the veranda of the farmhouse, the house that he hid out in when he escaped. He was leaning on the post, wearing someone else's clothes, and he just looked free. I'm sure Dad was affected by the years he spent in camp, but he was never bitter about it. He loved the mates he made there, and he loved the life that Australia gave him. In particular, he loved the bush. In more recent years, Lake Conda was handed back to the traditional people of the area and is now a very important historical place. The ruins of the old house still stand. So it feels like the relatively short history of my family is now intertwined with a much longer history that dates back many thousands of years. Around 1984, I dropped in to visit a mate, a young muso working hard to break into the Melbourne music scene. He said, "I've written a song about that photo of your dad. Can I play it to you?" "Of course," I said. When he finished and asked what I thought, I said, "It's good. It's really good." It wasn't good. It was great. And I'm not sure if I ever told him that. The song was released as a single from this new band's first album, and when I played it to my mum, she cried. I've probably heard that song 1,000 times. Some of the original lyrics have changed, but it still makes me smile every time I hear it. I've seen pubs full of roiling crowds singing along to it, and I've heard a few different stories about how the song came about. But I know that it started with that little sepia photo of a young prisoner of war on the run in the bush. My dad and those he left behind. My friend is Mick Thomas, and the band was Weddings, Parties, Anything. And this week's changing track for Shane is Away Away.